You are now officially listening to The Good Stuff, and we're here to bring you just exactly that. Mike and Kim Burge out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska. You got some good things, Mike?
Well, I might.
Okay.
I might have a story about a cat.
Oh, well, very good. And I have a story about a pig. So there you go. Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every Saturday? No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit us online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
All right, you said you had a pig story?
I do have a pig story, and you have a cat story. I'll start with the pig.
Okay.
All right. So, this is an interesting little thing. I don't know why this pig started doing this, but a family's pet pig is turning heads in the little town, Illinois town, after picking up an unusual hobby. He skateboards.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know it. Norbert, a 150-pound black and white pig, belongs to Vincent and Alice Barron, has become a familiar sight to Buffalo Grove residents after learning to ride a skateboard. People just really enjoy seeing a pig do things that pigs normally don't do. I took one of my old skateboards, Vince says, and put it out, and literally within 7 days, he was able to get his hoofs on the board and push with his other hooves. The couple said Norbert is an expert at several tricks commonly associated with dogs, including shaking hands and spinning, but the skateboarding gets him the most attention, no doubt. He's not always graceful, but it's definitely a unique thing to see.
I have a story about a cat that has an uncanny sense of direction, I guess.
Okay.
So it seems that there was this man who absolutely hated his wife's cat. And one day he decided to get rid of him by driving him about 20 blocks away from his home and then leaving him in the park. As he was getting home, the cat was walking up the driveway.
Uh-oh. I mean, yay, cat.
The next day, he decided to drive the cat 40 blocks away. He put the beast out and headed home. Driving back up his driveway, there was the cat.
Woohoo, go cat.
So at this point, I start thinking, okay, is the cat hitching a ride back on the car
yeah.
or what? Anyway, he kept taking the cat further and further, and the cat would always beat him home. At last, he decided to drive a few miles away, turn right, turn left, then past the bridge, then right again, then another right, until he reached what he thought was a safe distance from his home, and he left the cat out. Hours later, the man calls home to his wife. Jen, is the cat there? Yes, the wife answers. Why do you ask? Frustrated, the man answered, put the darn thing on the phone. I'm lost. I need directions.
Oh, no. Okay, this came from Jacqueline Kampf, and it is very cute. It's about Rebecca and Jacob. Rebecca and Jacob. Jacob is 92 years old and Rebecca, 89. They live in Florida, and they're all excited because guess what?
What?
They're getting married.
Oh.
They go for a stroll to discuss the wedding, and on the way they pass a drugstore. Jacob suggests they go in. Jacob addresses a man behind the counter. Are you the owner? The pharmacist answers, yes. Jacob says, we're about to get married. Do you sell heart medication? The pharmacist says, of course we do. Jacob says, how about medicine for circulation? He responds, all kinds. Jacob says, medicine for rheumatism and scoliosis? Definitely, the pharmacist responds. Medicine for memory problems, arthritis, jaundice? The pharmacist says, yes, a large variety, the works. What about vitamins, sleeping pills, Geritol? Antidotes for Parkinson's disease. Pharmacist says, absolutely. Jacob says, do you sell wheelchairs and walkers? Pharmacist says, all speeds and sizes. Jacob looks to his lovely bride and says, we'd like to use this store as our bridal registry. There they are. Getting married at 92 and 89, respectfully, Rebecca and Jacob.
All right. Well, Kim, I believe you had something about ways to say no, because we all get so busy, we just
yep.
can't say no to anybody, which sometimes gets to be a little hindrance on us. So
yep.
you have the perfect list.
I think it's definitely applicable. Yeah. If this is a way that you can say no. I'd love to, but I have to floss my cat.
All right. Well, I'd love to, but I've dedicated my life to linguine.
Oh, I like that one. I'd love to, but I want to spend more time with my blender.
Well, I'd like to, but the man on television told me to stay tuned.
Oh, that's a good one. I'd love to, but I've been scheduled for a karma transplant.
Well, we'll have to share some more of those on another edition of The Good Stuff coming up. Well, everyone, you've spent another few minutes of your day with us here on The Good Stuff, and we certainly appreciate that. Stay listening to your local radio station for more of The Good Stuff.